Too loud. What is up, people?
We're feeling a little sensual right now because we just won.
Essential?
Sensual.
Oh, sensual.
Feeling a little rock hard. Yeah, we won this first week in fantasy. Welcome back to an episode of Too Loud. Today we're going to go over week one in the NFL, all the fantasy news. We're going to go over all the fantasy matchups that went on in the Too Loud Podcast Fantasy League. And then we're going to go over these NFL matchups and picks in the next segment right after our commercial break. But Sal, this feels good. This happened last year, I think, too. Something similar.
Yeah,
we started out hot because Derrick Henry, I think, had like 40 fantasy points.
But see, we didn't win off nonsense like that. We're not winning off nonsense. We're winning. It was a hard and gritty, well-fought victory against not your father's fantasy. I would say spoiler, but no, that's what. Let's just get right into it because we got to win. It's the first time that we've had a win in a minute. But we knew it was going to be one.
We had to.
And it's
all, like all year. We've been thinking about this.
And I'm honestly just going to start off by saying it's all because of you saying, nah, let's start Cordarrelle Patterson over Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, that was going to make the difference, huh?
If you did not do – Cordarrelle Patterson had 22 points, 120 rushing yards, and one touchdown because Allgeier didn't start. Well, he didn't even suit up. And then Damian Williams got hurt. So he took all the carries for the game. And he was just balling on the Saints.
Wasn't that strong.
Yep.
It wasn't as strong as we thought it was.
And Brandon Ayuk only had 2 catches for 40 yards in the rain. He only had 6 points. So, yeah, we would have definitely gotten our ass kicked if we did not do that play. So, good job, sir. Round of applause.
How many fantasy points did we get in total?
So, we won against Not Your Father's Fantasy Podcast 143.3 to 148.8.
Dude,
won by 5 points.
Scored 148 points in a normal scoring, standard scoring league.
Yeah.
12-man league, too?
Surprisingly,
teams wrecking with.
Not the highest scoring team, and we'll get to that after this, but we were the second highest scoring team
we
this
needed
week.
All of Josh Allen's 33 fantasy points, or whatever he scored. We needed all of that.
Yeah,
so every single one of those.
Thank God for Josh Allen, our second round pick?
Third round pick. We had to reach on him.
Had 297 yards, 4 total touchdowns, 31. Pretty much 31 and a half points.
And who carried us out of our running backs? Because I know it wasn't fucking Dave Montgomery.
Carried us to that Yu Yu Hakusho vibe. And then Joe Mixon, your second pick. Oh, 21 and a half points.
Pick. Yeah, and our last pick, it was a back-to-back.
He had 80 yards, but he also had...
like 9 catches for 60 yards.
7 catches for 60 yards.
Oh, there we go.
Which led to 21 and a half points.
No touchdowns, it's still 21 points. That guy's a running back one... through the whole fucking way.
David Montgomery
didn't
only had
do
8
caca.
Points, and he's not starting this week, right?
No, I don't.
He has to prove himself.
I don't know. Who else do we have?
Well, we'll go into the bench later because we have 5 of these types of running backs. We said that going into it. But then your first pick, Davante Adams,
the boy,
10 receptions, 141 yards, and 1 receiving touchdown.
Had more receiving yards than the whole Packers core this week.
Yeah, he's the man.
He's going to be the man, and he's going to be like the Justin Jefferson, but just a shittier offense. So
and I don't get why, like, Derek Carr couldn't throw it to any. He hit Darren Waller for, like, 1 big play, but he couldn't hit anybody else except for Davante Adams. He sucks, too.
Davante Adams is just so good. He gets open, like, fat.
Speaking of not getting open fat, Allen Robinson with a dud, 2.2
we
points.
We talked about him. We're
one reception, 12 yards. He almost blew it for us.
He almost hands down blew it.
And I'm sorry for that, but at least, I mean, it wasn't. The second round pick on him.
I don't even think it was you saying that. I think I was vouching for him too, so I can't even get mad at you.
Might have just jinxed him. Dalton Schultz actually ended up with 13
told
points.
You, man. If he didn't get 13, we would have lost. If he would have got like 8.
He had 7 receptions for 62 yards. Even got some garbage points
expect
from Cooper Rush.
More of this from Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush is going to be throwing these little inside routes all day. The Bucks have good linebackers. That's why he didn't look as impressive as he could be.
We already said our pretty much the deciding factor, 22.6 points from Cordarrelle Patterson.
I don't think anyone in the world thought Cordarrelle Patterson was going to go off on the Saints, but I knew it. I knew he
that was
like,
a hell of a call.
He was the option. But
and then Niners defense got us 6 points.
They are not as
they
good.
Had a pick.
God
I
damn
mean, it.
It
was raining. It kind of made it easy for them. And then your boy, Greg the Leg Joseph.
Oh, dude. Every
at 13
one of
points.
13. Those little scrap points from Greg Joseph, from Cordarrelle Patterson, from Schultz, even down all the way to freaking... the quarterback Josh Allen, like those points all mattered and scored a shit ton. Because we would have lost. Ronnie Fowler has a good team.
Yeah, and we'll get to his team. But let's go over our bench real quick to just see what could have been. We already talked about Brandon Ayuk, 6 points. TP only had 4 points.
Terrible.
Didn't have a great game. Naeem Hines, I said he would be good. He wasn't as good as Cordarrelle Patterson, but he was better than David Montgomery. He had 11 points.
Yelling at you if we started Naeem Hines over Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah, you would have been mad. But it's mainly he did better than David Montgomery. He had 6 receptions for 50 yards. Only had 3 carries, though, for 4 yards. So he got all of it as a receiver.
That's what he's going to do all day.
Jarvis Landry? I called it. He's the only receiver for the Saints.
Dang, we still have him.
7 receptions for 114 yards.
I've been looking at all my other fantasy leagues and their ass, but I guess we just got it right on this one. So now good.
We also have Isaiah Pacheco, who, you know, they tried to do some things. He had 60 yards and a touchdown.
We got to just hold on to him.
They
until
gave him 12.
Reed wants him.
They gave him 12 carries. He didn't make one catch, though. What's his face? Clyde was the...
So when McKinnon gets hurt and Clyde Frog gets hurt, then we'll reevaluate a Pacheco.
Nico Collins didn't do nothing, and like I said, Algier didn't play. So, I mean, we have Jarvis Landry and Himes, so we can move around and put David Montgomery out of here.
Against the Packers? You don't want to start him?
No. Bears against the Packers?
Yes.
Do you think the Bears are going to what's his face?
We'll start Cordarrelle Patterson over him, but you want to start Naeem Hines over David Montgomery?
Yeah, because they're playing the Jags.
All right. I'll let it happen. That's okay. That's okay.
Or we could even put Jar. I think the Saints play somebody that sucks too.
Doesn't
we
matter.
We could even put him at flex.
Devontae Adams is ready. Yeah, no, no matter what, we have Cordarrelle Patterson and Joe Mixon leading the pack. RB1 and RB2.
Yep.
And we have the perfect wide receiver one. We have one of the best, top five. We have a top five quarterback. Like, this is what I'm talking about. We got it.
We scored the second most points in the league this week. The third most points this week was actually Not Your Father. So they gave us a fight. Came down to the wire. Broncos country, let's ride.
Yeah. Russell Wilson couldn't do it, and he couldn't help their team.
He had 17 points,
not
340
enough.
Yards, and only one touchdown, though. No rushing yards.
Not enough.
Kind of blew it. Speaking of blown it, though, Austin Eckler, only 11 points. He had 36 yards on the ground.
That's your first-round pick, and he's not better than Joe Mixon. That's what I'm talking about.
He had only 4 receptions for 30 yards. So, like, an average Austin Eckler game. And that may have costed him. No, but really cost him. And shout-out to Lamar from the 6 who
called it
pointed this out. But Damon Pierce, he went with the Damon Pierce method. And we'll see on his bench. Left 20 points from Antonio Gibson and 17 points from Michael Carter.
Oof. That would have won.
He was drinking. They were drinking the Damon Pierce hype.
They were drinking it, and then I... It was just between that and the Cordarrelle Patterson switch. It was
and
the flex.
But you said on Sunday when we recorded the last episode on the preview that they shouldn't start Antonio Gibson.
Oh, they shouldn't.
And he scored 20 points. So they probably listened to you.
What's your point?
The receiver core is stacked, though, by the way. Michael Pittman had 27 points off of 9 receptions, 121
Almost
yards, and a touchdown.
Game.
Yeah, he might be. He's definitely Matt Ryan's boy.
Yeah.
Gabe Davis, 4 receptions, 88 yards and a touchdown, 18
awesome.
Points. Travis Kelce, 8 receptions, 121 yards.
He was the one that was keeping up with Devontae Adams, and even in my other league, that's why I lost by half a point.
1 touchdown, 26 points in total. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Awesome.
8 receptions, 64 yards and a touchdown on 20
we
points.
We just had Josh Allen, Devontae Adams, and Joe Mixon.
The Browns
Mason,
gave him 8 points, and Will Lutz gave him 9.
Oh, it came down to the kicker. We had Greg the Leg, he had Will Lutz.
Yeah. So if pretty much he would have started Antonio Gibson or Michael Carter, they would have won.
Yeah. So we'll see what they do next week.
That's what happens. Sometimes you can't drink all the rookie juice. You got to let it play out and get them used to it. And they were playing the Colts. That's why I didn't start Damon Pierce in the league because I had him. Because I'm like, they're playing the Colts. They should be good. Even if without Darius Leonard.
I started Damon Pierce in a league over Cam Akers, though. So that's why it's acceptable.
Well, okay, well, 4 points is more than none. And we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But let's go now to the team that scored the most points this week. Shout out to Lunch Money. 150 points.
Oh, wow.
His team scored behind 18 points from Joe Burrow. Despite the 4 interceptions, he still threw for over 300 yards and 2 passing touchdowns. He had 22 points from Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who just caught 2 touchdowns from Patrick Mahomes. He was just catching up all the touchdowns from Patrick Mahomes.
It's fucking annoying.
Miles Sanders with 18 points, 95 yards, 1 rushing touchdown. I don't believe the hype. And if you have Miles Sanders, sell him high right now.
Because why? Because you know firsthand?
Well, the Eagles, had 4 different players score a rushing touchdown this week. They're going to be inconsistent as fuck.
I would try.
When it comes to running the ball.
I'll keep my sacks.
but really gave him all the points, though, was Ja'Marr Chase. 10 receptions, 129 yards, run receiving touchdown. As long as he stays healthy, he had 28.9 points. As long as he stays healthy, he's going to be fine. There's nothing, because Joey Burrow, Joeithan.
Okay.
He only throws it to Ja'Marr Chase when he's in trouble.
Yes.
That's his fuck it guy. Where he's like, ah, fuck it.
Ja'Marr Chase is there. Tegan's got a concussion, too.
That happened, too. So, like, every other play, they were just trying to go to Ja'Marr Chase. That guy's a stud. They also have Deebo Samuel, who only had 2 catches, but also had a rushing touchdown. Lined up more at running back after Elijah Mitchell got hurt, so that could still be a thing. I didn't think he'd be that guy. I mean, he carried it 8 times for 50 yards, but I forgot that the running backs for San Francisco are just made out of glass, so it doesn't really matter. They're going to keep using Deebo like a running back. 3.9 points for Kyle Pitts, 2 receptions, 19 yards. A.J. Brown with a ridiculous debut, 10 receptions, 155 yards, and 25 points. Sure, that could be a thing, but I also think the Lions suck, so like, A.J. Brown's going to have that every so often. And Jake Elliott with 8 points. They did leave Christian Kirk on the bench. He had 17 points. He had 6 receptions for 117 yards against Washington. But he has, if we're wondering who has Dak Prescott in this league, it was Lunch Money. Because Lunch Money hoarded 3 quarterbacks
this
year.
Oh, yeah, but he's fine, though, because he planned for this.
He already has Joe Burrow and Matt Stafford. Who would have, despite Joe Burrow throwing 4 picks, he still had more points than Dak Prescott. And Dak Prescott, of course, has a broken thumb, so he's out the next
That's
6 to 8
weeks.
That's
crazy. So if Dak Prescott would have had half a fantasy point more, I would have beat Austin in our other league?
Yes.
Damn it.
He also had 13 points for Tyler Boyd, who might see more of a share if T. Higgins is out. Kirk Cousins. He has Kirk Cousins, too, who had 19 points. Just has all the quarterbacks.
Kirk Cousins is going to have a monster year. But not even monster. He's just going to have a great year because Just Jefferson's always going to be up.
They beat Double Stuff Twin. Victor, number one fan. He had Derek Carr, who only had 13 points, 3 interceptions. Jonathan Taylor did his thing, though. 160 yards, 1 rushing touchdown only, but 27 points. That game was crazy because, like, the Colts were losing 20-3. And they kept just running the ball with Jonathan Taylor, and it worked.
Yeah, and that's just what happens because that guy's always – just when you think he has, like, 10 points, he's going to end with 20-something. It's a third.
Zeke had 5.9 points. Tyreek Hill, 18 points, 8 receptions, 94 yards. Keenan Allen, 4 receptions, 66 yards, 10 points, and he hurt his hamstring, so he's done for the year.
No, he's not.
Well, no, he's going to come back and play, but, like, hamstring injuries, he's done for the year.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
10 points, he's probably going to do that. He's going to have a lot of games where he just comes in and catches like 3 balls and he's out for the rest of the game.
I'm still trading for him.
Yeah. Get rid of him if you have him. Sell him high. Dallas Goedert for 9. He had Michael Thomas, who the return of Michael Thomas. 5 receptions, 57 yards.
We've been talking about this since last year.
2 touchdowns, 22 points. It's because he has a hamstring injury. And I didn't believe it. However, I think he's going to be more of like a Mike Evans type guy who's always kind of hurt, but like he'll be in the game and he'll be the goal line guy.
He just needs one fucking, yeah, you're right, one slap round in the end zone.
Yeah, that's all he's going to get all year. So like he's still a good guy to have for Twin, but Patriots has 4 Patriots defense had 4 points. Matt Prater had 1 point. And he left James Robinson on the bench who had 19 points. He had 2 touchdowns, and I knew James Robinson was going to be good once they said he's healthy.
Yeah.
Wanted James Robinson in one league, and I couldn't get him. So good. I also had Darrell Henderson, who had we spoke of Cam Akers. Darrell Henderson got all the carries. He had 47 yards only, but had 12 points. He also had 13 carries in total and 5 receptions for 26 yards. He's the guy in the Rams because Cam Akers just got too big for his britches or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Sean McVay said that he needs to, like, do something. It was something ridiculous.
He also – Twin also has Juju at a decent day, 6 receptions, 79 yards. But it wasn't enough for 150 points and Lunch Money.
I think Sean McVay said he had to make the most with his opportunities. No, he had, like, 2 carries.
Sounds like Vince McMahon logic, and I don't know if that's the best. Next matchup, Austin Fair in his debut in the Too Loud League. Defeated Bono's Bam. Had the, what, 5th most points? 141 points in total, behind 20 points
why.
From Kyler Murray.
That's not why.
Two touchdowns for him. DeAndre Swift, 144 yards and a rushing touchdown, 26 points. That's definitely why. Oh, no, that's not why at all.
That's not why at all.
Even Cam Akers with 0 points.
He had Cam Akers
at 0 yards.
He had Cam Akers.
Couldn't stop the
legend.
The awesomeness of Justin Jefferson. 9 receptions, 184 yards, 2 touchdowns, 39.4 points. A lot of leagues, he scored 40 points. He's just the man.
I just re-put it on our story.
Number one draft pick.
That fucking Justin Jefferson. We made a video on the Too Loud Pod. The title is Undisputed Number One Receiver Going Into Next Year. And it's a whole clip of Justin Jefferson highlights. This guy's going to go ham all year.
He's the man. And because of that, Austin Fair might be the top team.
Damn it.
In this league. Because he also has Terry McLaurin, who only had 2 receptions for 58 yards. But one of them was a bomb from Carson Wentz. And even if Carson Wentz gets hurt, I think Sam Howell's even better. Their rookie that they got, the backup. Yeah. And it seemed like everybody liked Sam Howell more. So as soon as Carson Wentz gets hurt, I'm scared of Washington.
It's the Wentz time, so.
It's not Wentz's time. Zach Ertz, he also has 2 receptions, but he scored a touchdown. Breece Hall, I laughed about Breece Hall on another yard. He had 23 yards and a fumble, but he still ended up with 10 points. Because he got 6 receptions for 38 yards. Super Bowl Flacco.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the Dolphins defense who ended up with 19 points. And Nick Folk ended up with one. He still has Drake London on the bench, who had a solid day in his debut. 5 receptions, 74 yards. Melvin Gordon, who had 7 points. And he has Trevor Lawrence as a backup QB in case Kyler Murray starts playing Call of Duty. He ended up beating Bono's Bam, with Justin Fields only getting 13 points despite 2 passing touchdowns and a pick. Derrick Henry, only 80 yards. Titans suck this year. I know it. Their line sucks. Speaking of Cameron.
I know he's calling me.
Travis Etienne had 8.5 points as well. CeeDee Lamb only 4.9 points, only 2 receptions. And people are trying to blame CeeDee Lamb for a poor performance. You saw the game. Dak just couldn't throw despite – that was before he broke his thumb.
Yeah, Dak can't throw nobody. So it's CeeDee's time. I'm trading for CeeDee. I'm actually confident that they'll be better off without Dak.
He got 18 points from Mike Evans, 5 receptions, 71 yards, and a touchdown. Freiermuth, your boy, had 12.5 points, 5 receptions, and 75 yards. Deontay Johnson, who a lot of people were saying he won't be good, had 7 receptions for 55 yards, despite a game where Mitch Trubisky looked awful.
Well, it was that one-handed catch that made up for most of the day. He made like a crazy Michael Jordan-esque catch.
Steeler defense, top defense of the week.
Of course.
4 picks, a touchdown, a fumble recovery, a blocked field goal, 22 points in total for fantasy if you have a regular defense. And 6 points for Matt Gay, the kicker you wanted.
The gay man.
Who had less than Greg Joseph. So there you go.
Yeah, I was right. Greg Joseph.
But if Bono's band would have played either Kareem Hunt, who vultured all of Nick Chubb's touchdowns this week.
He did.
He had 46 yards.
He had 2 touchdowns.
But 2 touchdowns. Or Robbie Anderson, who had 5 receptions, 100 yards, and a touchdown. He changed the spelling of his name. And Sam Darnold isn't there anymore, and he hates him. I should have known Robbie would have been the man this year. It's not damn it, Robbie.
You hate him.
No, I only hate him when he's a Jet. Or when he's playing with Sam Darnold.
Okay.
I hated Robbie with the Y. This is Robbie with an IE.
Okay.
Or if he would have started DJ Chark, who had 4 receptions, 52 yards, and a touchdown, who I also said was going to be good because he was good in Jacksonville without any quarterback play. But Bono Bam didn't want to listen. And he lost to Austin Fair. Congrats, Austin Fair. Our next matchup, the owner of Too Loud also got a win this week, defeating the defending champion. He was kind of like the Bills to the Rams in this game.
Okay.
125-88. Kamara ready, despite having 34 points from Patrick Mahomes and his 5 touchdowns.
It's not his fault. It's Kamara's fault now.
Kamara, yeah.
He had rib issues now.
He got hurt. 7 points for him. Josh Jacobs only had 8. He still has Stephon Diggs, who had 26 points off of 8 receptions, 122 yards, and a touchdown. But here's where he lost. He lost. Devontae Smith didn't do anything.
Oh,
just
God.
A goose egg. And he started George Kittle.
Didn't wake up.
He's still the Super Bowl hangover. Robert Woods, he had 2 points. Saints defense only got 3, and Justin Tucker only got 6.
Fuck Robert Woods. 1 catch on 2 targets. Like, come on, dude.
And now the owner, despite our attempts, he got 24 points from Jalen Hurts. Which, all right. Garbage points, Jalen Hurts. Christian McCaffrey had a touchdown. He had 15 points. Was it completely awful? They're limiting him. Saquon Barkley And the surprise of the week.
Oh, my God.
164 rushing yards and a touchdown. 33 points.
Guy's going to – there's no way he keeps this up, Sal.
He went crazy against the Titans, just proving that the Titans are going to suck this year. He had 6 receptions for 30 yards as well. Averaged 9 yards a carry. Is he back? Is Saquon back?
It's week one. No.
He also has Jalen Waddle, who had 4 receptions, 69 yards and a touchdown. I wanted Jalen Waddle. He hurt his hamstring too, but I was just like, he's open though. Darryl Mooney only scored less than 2 points, but it won't matter. Mark Andrews, 5 receptions, 50 yards, 10 points.
Not even better than Schultz.
Elijah Moore, 5 receptions, 49 yards, 9 points. Cowboys defense got him 4. Tyler Bass got him 8. He could have started A.J. Dillon with 20 points. He had 45 yards and a touchdown. And that's really all that did well on his bench. That's why he scored enough points to beat the 2 goose eggs from the defending champs, Kamara Reddy. Next matchup, Coach Ben in his debut defeated champion Chimps. He had 20 points from Lamar Jackson, who had 3 touchdowns. Aaron Jones only got him 10 points, but it was enough. Devin Singletary only got him 8. Hunter Renfro, 3 receptions, 21 yards, 5 points. Jerry Jeudy went off, and that might have won him the game, actually. Yeah, he was losing going into Monday Night Football, but Jerry Jeudy got him 4 receptions, 100 yards, and a touchdown, 20 points. And he ended up winning.
Jerry Jeudy dropped a key third down play today.
Coach Ben's not mad about that. Chase Claypool got him 9. Ravens defense got him 9. Darryl Carson got him 9. But it was enough to beat 84 points for championships. He only got 9 points from Trey Lance. 13 from Dalvin Cook. 19 from Javonte Williams, who fumbled a touchdown on the goal line. Only got 4 from T. Higgins because he got hurt. 3 from Mike Williams. Cole Kemet with a goose egg.
Yeah, Mike Williams,
Sutton.
It did not work out week one, but I think it was a Raiders divisional game.
Cortland Sutton had 11. He was the wrong Broncos receiver, and that's what we said would be the matchup. What Bronco receiver?
It's Jerry Jeudy.
And it was Jerry Jeudy in that one coach bend
and
the game.
Williams.
He also got 10 points for McManus. Could have started Jahan Dotson, who was a rookie of the week probably. 3 receptions, 40 yards, and 2 touchdowns. 18 points in total, so that's going to be his man. He also had Rashad Bateman, who still caught a touchdown despite everybody saying he was going to suck. 2 receptions, 59 yards, and a touchdown, like we said. Coach Ben got the victory. Congrats to him. And in our final matchup, another debut, but it was 2 debuts. So somebody had a win. It wasn't the Texans-Colts game.
Okay.
Pro Beer Sports beat Mike and Hassan's podcast 110-95. Justin Herbert, 3 touchdowns, 23 points. Najee Harris, despite getting hurt and leaving the game, had a touchdown and 10 points. He had Leonard Fournette, 127 yards with 15 points. DJ Moore gave him 8 points. Brandon Cooks gave him 15 points, 7 receptions, 82 yards. Brandon Cooks numbers. Exactly what Brandon Cooks is going to do every game.
Do it every game, 15 to 20 points. That's what he'll give you.
TJ Hockenson got him 7 points, 4 receptions, 38 yards. Marquise Brown caught a touchdown and had 4 receptions for 43 yards. Colts defense still had 7 points. Harrison Buckner got him 9. And Probier Spirits really didn't have anybody better on the bench this week.
Okay.
They beat Mike and Hassan by 15 points. Aaron Rodgers only got 3 points.
That's what screwed him.
James Conner got him 16. Nick Chubb got him 15. He even got 31 points, Mike and Hassan, from Cooper Kupp. Who had 13 receptions, 128 yards, and a touchdown. Amari Cooper got him 4 yards, but Jacoby Brissett missed a lot of open Amari Cooper.
I knew it.
I've seen a lot of that game because Red Zone just had that game on a lot.
Amari Cooper's good and Jacoby Brissett's not. When Deshaun Watson comes back, though, Amari Cooper's going to go crazy.
Next year?
Next year.
Darren Waller got him 11 points with 4 receptions, 79 yards. Elijah Mitchell got him 4 yards because he got hurt. Packers defense gave him 0.
Oh, yeah.
McPherson got him 7. Maybe, just maybe, if he didn't put in Elijah Mitchell, and instead even had Khalil Herbert, he would have lost still, but because he had Khalil Herbert, who I think is the goal line back for the Bears, because he got more goal line, he got all the goal line carries this week. David Montgomery didn't get 1 carry in the goal
line. You think Dave Montgomery just wasn't good because it was a crazy rain day against the Niners?
A little bit, yes.
I think a lot of it.
But they also play the Packers this year, this week. Julio Jones got him 11. Caught a touch. He didn't catch a touchdown. But he got 3 receptions for 69 yards, and they were running the ball with him a lot.
Julio Jones?
Yes.
On the little end arounds?
Yeah, yes, it was pissing me off. But, yeah, Pro Beer Sports gets the win. If it was a normal week at a beer pong tournament with them, they would get their picture taken and a medal. But 1 week doesn't decide it all. Take 17 of these. 18 now. It's 18 of these. Not even, because playoffs end like a week before. So 17 of these weeks.
Yes. It's looking sad for me. It's crazy how only in the podcast league we're doing
it. We won.
Yeah,
and we're good.
No, our team's awesome in that league.
Everybody's team lost this week. So it doesn't matter. But we didn't lose this week. Tulao didn't lose this week. And you, listening right now, I hope you didn't lose this week. Because we gave you the Tulao advice. You followed this one, not our individual ones.
Yeah, no. The individual ones did not go too well.
But if you listen to the podcast, if you listen to individual advice, you probably lost. But if you listen to us combined, then you should be 1-0-2, looking towards the next week. And we will give you that advice for next week as well.
Yeah, we still got to talk about our picks.
Do we have to talk about our picks? Awful. I think we're fine. Let's just end on a high note where we both won, and then we don't have to talk about everybody leaving and sucking and
we'll talk
losing
about the picks,
and
talk about all these scores.
Broken and thumbs and nonsense.
Words of what's his name? Who's the Booty Warrior again? The guy from the Boondocks?
I think he's just the Booty Warrior.
The choice is yours, so. Which none of that made any sense. We'll come right back right after this commercial break. Too loud. Don't worry, this is still too loud of sound, Ryan. It's a very solemn intro. I don't think I'll pay this one.
Cups full of too
cups
loud.
Of rose.
Too loud sound, Ryan.
Bitches in my old phone.
Alright, enough with the Drake.
I just think I'm too loud.
As some people call them. We're going to go over these NFL picks. Thank you for listening to this episode. We went over all of our week one fantasy schedule. We went over the matchup. We went over each player. Gave a little bit of insight on almost everybody. That is anybody in fantasy football. Thank you again for listening. And now it's time to get into the NFL actual reality. We're going to talk about the real game, Sal. We're gonna talk
they
about
should call
picks.
It reality football.
It's reality football.
So Sunday NFL reality
does
football.
Does anyone call it reality football? No, right?
No. It's just called football.
So we're the first. Yeah, we're calling it reality football.
Reality football.
Because fantasy football is becoming too much of real life, and we have to kind of differentiate and put the line down the middle, because I am sad like this. I actually feel like I'm more depressed than a girl breaking up with me right now, how bad I did in fantasy, but ours went
we
good.
We won.
Yeah, we did good.
No one cares about your other little fantasy
but
league.
I don't, but
this is the only one people care about.
No, but the problem is, like, this has happened before, and I'm not trying not to get my hopes up, because I feel like we have been.
We're fine. We don't have a Derrick Henry type hole.
And I'm not going to say we've watched too much fantasy and we know the best, but we got it. So let's go over this week one matchup. Let's go with the first matchup, Thursday Night Football.
I'm just saying we can do better.
Bills, Rams.
Oh, I got
Bills
that one wrong.
31-10.
Yeah.
You said the Rams. We're going to come within it. Why did you say Rams?
They're home. Sean McVay doesn't supposed to lose. Is it supposed to lose his first home
didn't
game?
Didn't I tell you? Like now that they put, I'm like, why do you think they put that graphic up? Just to fuck everyone.
It's fine. Josh Allen went crazy, so.
And I mean, that's why we have him on our league.
Yeah. So and Gabe Davis went crazy for another league. Yeah, I mean, he's just a man. He went crazy against us, but.
Yeah, Josh Allen. He's gonna be in MVP contention. The Rams look whatever. Allen Robinson only got 2 catches. Tyler Higbee, it looks like he only wants to throw to wide receivers all day.
Yeah, I don't know what Stafford's problem is, where he doesn't want to throw it to Allen Robinson, or they don't want to give it to Cam Akers. Oh, my God. I guess the guy who's in
the Vikings,
he has a weird name. Like
Tim McConnell.
Who's the one? Oh, the Bears coach has a weird name. But anyway, yeah, Kevin McConnell was all the genius, superstar genius of Sean McVay.
He is. And he's the reason why Justin Jefferson got open. We'll talk about that. Eagles versus Lions. I chose that one. Chose the Eagles, but the Eagles were favored by like 5 points, and I lost that one. So
they might still be Vegas's favorite team, the Lions.
Lost by 3.
Get all
yes,
the garbage
the
points.
Lions, the Eagles were kicking their ass, and the Lions came surging back in the fourth quarter just to bring the spread with the help of DeAndre Swift, DJ Chark.
They took the lead, actually, and then the Eagles just drove down the field.
The Eagles, I don't even know what to make of each team, because the Lions suck, the Eagles suck. It's a game that didn't move.
Everybody and their moms are going to be like, oh, the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. Watch.
And we already said that. We already said that was going to be a thing, so whatever. Niners, Bears.
So, yeah, best teams in the
Bears
NFC.
Bears won 19-10. I chose the Bears, and the reason why I chose the Bears is because, as I keep saying, and I'll say it again, fuck the Niners.
But it was also a touchdown. They gave them a touchdown at home.
Fuck the
And then
Niners.
It rained,
yeah.
like, ridiculously,
rained
where they're
like
swimming
crazy.
Monsoon, on the field.
Monsoon weather, and Justin Fields may have not gave Dan Montgomery the ball, but Khalil Herbert, our boy last year, failed us to fucking lose the rights to your dad and be the owner of the Too Loud Podcast. Failed us hard. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how the Niners are going to look this year. I think they're going to switch off of Trey Area as soon as they can, because I already hear some Niners, my Niners guy, is already telling me that week three, Trey Area's done. Like, it's over. Jimmy G,
week three.
It's time. Give him to week three. Got Steelers Bengals.
Yeah, I called that one. That's the Bengals. Steelers, it was a division game. This was the only one where you were like, well, it's a division game, but the Bengals are just going to kick their ass.
No, I didn't say that. I said it's a division game, so it's going to be closer. You sure you chose that one right?
Yes, I chose the Steelers still. And Joe Burrow threw that Steeler defense, the all-powerful Steeler defense.
I never once said it's a divisional game. It's not going to be close.
Went crazy.
I knew in this game it was going to be close, even though fucking the Bengals were like the Bengals.
They almost won. That game was ridiculous. Like, it was the best, worst game of all time. Because Steelers, despite getting four turnovers, they had seven. It was like a Madden arcade mode game where there were just fumbles and picks, like, every play. Jamar Chase going crazy. Najee Harris got hurt, but the Bengals were still in it, and then they came back, and all they had to do was kick a field goal, extra point to win, and Everett McPherson missed that while their long snapper got hurt or something. So they had a backup long snapper and was fucking everything up. He missed one in overtime, and then he missed the one right there to end the game.
And
went in overtime.
Could have just ended in like a 26-yard field goal, and he didn't.
Yeah, it's they.
Before he even went to
overtime. Steelers should have won that, but Boswell was missing field goals. It was an awful game by the end where I just walked away. I was just like, I don't even care who wins this game.
I'm surprised they didn't
piss
tie.
Me off.
I thought it was gonna end up in a tie.
Well,
it didn't.
Spoilers.
But yeah, 23-20. Steelers beat the Bengals. We got Patriots at Dolphins.
Bengals are done, by the way. That was just a nonsense game.
Patriots at Dolphins. You got the Dolphins? I mean, the Patriots, I mean, and they got their ass smacked.
Yeah,
because I made my rookie, Bill Belichick doesn't lose to rookie head coach argument.
Yeah, and I should have known because they always lose in Miami. And it was 110. If it was hot, it was like 80 degrees, they would have lost because it was too hot. It was 110 degrees
and how
in Miami.
And you being from the East Coast, being in Massachusetts specifically, where, you know, a lot of Patriots fans are, how do Patriots fans and you think everyone pretty much in that state reacts to a lot of heat? Like heavy heat.
Yeah.
Do they like it or do they?
Well, they think
it's
hot at like 75 degrees.
Okay.
So, again, it's not, they can't take that.
We got Browns at Panthers. I chose the Browns, right? Because I knew that Baker, they're pushing all the shit on Baker. Baker's going to have his revenge game.
Almost did.
They're even dropping Jacoby Brissett saying he sucks. And he does suck. He does. But
really
I just thought the Browns had their number. And Kate York knocked down that crazy fucking field goal to help him win.
Yeah, by like 58 yards.
58-yard field goal.
Rookie kicker.
16 fantasy
points.
Hey,
if you had like butt liquor, you probably should pick up Kate York.
Yeah, I'm going to pick him up in my
other. I mean, Harrison Buckner, if you don't know my nickname for him.
Then we got the Colts Texans.
Get Kate York. The Browns are going to kick a lot of field goals.
I feel like I may have won this one, but I don't know.
Texans Colts?
Yeah, no, actually, no, I didn't win this one. Yeah, Texans Colts. It was 2020.
Yeah, they tied.
Yeah.
No one won.
No one won anything.
And the Colts were favored by a lot, too. And yeah.
No.
That game was dumb, too. The Colts were actually losing 20-3 and then came back behind Jonathan Taylor, like we said earlier.
Played a whole overtime and didn't do shiza.
Nope.
The whole overtime.
Rodrigo Blankenship missed the field goal that should have won that one.
So
all the kickers sucked this week.
The Colts are going to look the same as they always have. Texans are going to always try like the Lions, so that's what you
I think the Texans them. Might be my spread picks, though. Like, they might come close in games that you're like, why are they going to go?
We got Saints Falcons. This was a close one. I thought the Saints were just going to kick the Falcons shitty ass, and they didn't.
Falcons were winning the start that behind Cordarrelle Patterson.
Cordarrelle Patterson
gave us all the fantasy points, and then reality football set in.
Yeah.
And the Saints came back behind James Winston. James Winston was hurt for
and
a bit,
Michael
too.
Thomas, too. Michael Thomas freaking had two catching touchdowns.
Yeah. Jarvis Landry with 10 receptions and 100 yards.
Who's the number one receiver on that team, then?
It's Jarvis Landry, and then on the goal line, it's going to be Michael Thomas.
So who would you rather have in fantasy?
Strictly PPR, probably Jarvis Landry.
And then we got Ravens Jets, one of my few picks I got right. Got that
oh,
one
yeah, that one was hard.
That was easy. Ravens won. I mean,
I think Jets scored the first touchdown, though.
Jets tried. Yeah, it was close for like a tiny bit, and then the Ravens spread it out 24-9. They obviously beat the spread on that one. We got the Jaguars versus the Commanders. Nothing to talk about the
God, this game was on red zone a lot, too. And like, Washington sucks. Carson Wentz sucks. The Jags suck. Jack should have won this. I should have got this one right. They were in the lead. And then Jahan Dotson just went crazy because they can't guard no one.
It's Jahan Dotson time. And that guy was definitely a great rookie pickup for people who picked him up in fantasy.
Dude, oh my. So many people dropped balls for the Trevor Lawrence. Like, he was hitting people right in the head. And Etienne dropped the ball. Kirk dropped the ball. Their other guy dropped the ball. Like, drops everywhere. Goddamn, AEW sucks.
And then we got the Packers versus Vikings.
Speaking of AEW.
I think you chose the Packers, right?
Yeah, I chose the Packers. Yeah, blown out because Justin Jefferson is the goddamn man. And Aaron Rodgers is the CM Punk of wrestling.
Yeah, no, I remember I told you. I was like, no, the Vikings are the best team in the NFC North, and they are. That's just what it is.
Justin Jefferson is just the best player in the game right now.
That's what's happening. And, yeah, Justin Jefferson is going to keep wreaking havoc, and no one else is going to stop him. Giants at Titans. Giants?
Oh, the Titans were favored by 5.5, and the Giants got a touchdown at the end of the game.
21-20.
Oh, I know the Titans gonna suck. Their line is hurt. So Derrick Henry can't run on the ball anymore. They don't have AJ Brown. So Ryan Tannehill can't get away with nonsense. Traylon Burks wasn't getting open. Robert Woods is still hurt. Titans are gonna suck this year. They're gonna be worse than the Jags.
Yeah.
The Giants suck. They suck too.
Saquon Barkley is the only bright.
I hope Giants fans are happy. I hope all the Giants fans in the world are having a great night's sleep because the Cowboys got hurt. And because they're in first place right now, technically. Giants fans are having a great time because it's not going to last.
And we got the Raiders at the Chargers. Raiders lost to the Chargers. I got that one wrong. I hate the Chargers, but...
No, I picked the Chargers.
You picked Chargers?
Yeah, and the Chargers got... I said the Chargers at home, and I thought it'd be closer, but it wasn't.
And it was not at all. Chargers did what they had to do. Chargers won by 5. And, yeah, they're, I guess, the best team in the AFC West. Not really, though.
No.
They're going to get reality. Reality's going to sink in once Patrick Mahomes kicks
out. Not in reality football.
Not reality football. Only in fantasy. Chiefs Cardinals. I went against my boy Patrick Mahomes. It's okay. I still love him.
Yeah, like the perfect segue to that. To just be like, they're not the best team. The best team is
Yeah,
because
I love Patrick Mahomes like he's my own stepson, brothers.
So this is a year that you love him.
Oh, I'll always love him. He's
you know, that's not true.
He's number one in my
that's
heart.
Not true. You went a whole year without loving him.
And I was right.
And he had a very public breakup with him, too.
I did have a very public breakup with him. I had to dedicate a whole episode to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he did great. And he threw 5 touchdowns. He's the best of all time. And went to 3 straight AFC championships. Went to 1 Super Bowl. Do I have to go through over the Patrick Mahomes accolades like
don't
I did that 1 year?
Over the past.
I could go over him all. He threw for over 50
God
touchdowns in a year.
Damn it.
He doesn't need Tyreek Hill anymore. I love Patrick Mahomes. Can I get a shirt that just says I love Patrick Mahomes?
Probably.
I'm going to buy a shirt that says I love Patrick Mahomes. Oh, I don't even know why I'm on that. Then we got, yeah, but Kyler Murray looked cool. They need DeAndre Hopkins. Their defense did not look great at all. Couldn't even stop Clyde Frog, so that's when you know the defense has a lot of holes. But
well, it's wide open for like these dump passes in the end zone. It's crazy.
Speaking about just completely taking fat shits on somebody, that's what the fucking Cowboys did to me,
really?
Sal. That's what the Cowboys
on
did
you,
to me.
Because you're picking my Cowboys.
I picked your Cowboys.
Stop it.
Our Cowboys suck.
They're not yours.
Bucks beat them 19.
They're not your team.
You chose the Cowboys.
Stop
and you lost.
Going with, I know.
You should have chosen them. You should have chosen someone else because you were both choosing
I knew
them.
The freaking Bucks were going, but I was like, it might be a close game like last year. I'll take 3.5 at home.
No.
Bastard.
Wasn't even close. Your whole team...
Quarterback's hurt because of you. Because of you specifically.
Dak Prescott's out for 6 to 8 weeks.
Who cares? He can't throw anymore because of you.
Yeah, he never could throw. He could throw before me. Trash.
God damn. We held Tom Brady to 1 touchdown.
And then we got the Broncos and the Seahawks. They ended up a great.
Hey, let me hear the line. Say the line.
17. No, why would I say the line if
say
they
the line.
Let's lose. That's what the line is. Let's
Broncos
lose.
Broncos country.
Broncos country. Let's lose. As long as we have Russell Wilson as our quarterback, we will not win Shiza. We're going crazy. We're going to win 9 games. Q. not going to win fucking anything else. First round of the playoffs? Huh, maybe. Second round? Shut the fuck up. It's over. It's over.
You guys lost to Geno Smith.
Let's lose. And I could have been saying we suck cock. And I can't believe I chose us. Shouldn't have. I jinxed the Broncos.
Totally. He just looked lost. Pete Carroll was the man.
But it seemed like most of our picks were losses, but I surprisingly won 3-2, Sal.
Pete Carroll's the man. I've learned to have an appreciation for Pete Carroll.
Oh, yeah. Pete Carroll has the biggest cojones, and he's the reason. Now everyone realizes who's better, Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll. Easy. He created that defense. He created that whole identity.
They handed it off 3 times in the goal line, and they all fumbled them. So and maybe they should have. Maybe it was Pete Carroll.
No, it was Pete Carroll, and fuck Russell Wilson.
And then at the end, when Nathaniel Hackett just had to go for it on 4th and 5.
We had three timeouts.
Let the clock run from like 45 seconds to like 18 seconds. Then called the timeout. They kicked the 64-yarder to try to win the game.
Yeah, we missed. It was like a, what do you call it, a haiku?
Stupid. It was stupid.
No, it was a haiku, Sal.
What? That, none of that's a haiku.
Yes, it is. I thought it was Broncos country. Let's lose. That's a haiku.
That might be a haiku.
It's definitely a haiku. I thought like 4 words is a haiku.
Your idiot coaches is a haiku. An idiot.
Oh, dude. Our coach is, he's pasty, bald. I don't know what he's got going for him too much. I thought he was kind of going to be good, but I should have known. Aaron Rodgers is the only glue to fucking help us win the Super Bowl. We lost him. We didn't want him to do drugs in our state, so whatever. We got Russell Wilson. Everyone who wanted this fucking Sierra's fucking girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever the fuck he is, you got him. Oh, just know too. At the end of the game, he pulled out a chain. He had a chain out. He had a fucking chain. When have you ever seen Russell Wilson ever wear a real big chain, a big gold chain? Never.
Broncos country.
Because he's trying to overcompensate for fucking future. Because future's
right.
Winning and he's losing. Broncos country, let's lose. God damn it. That was all our picks.
Everybody's team lost. All your favorite teams lost this week. That's all that matters.
I don't know how I even won anything. We won our podcasting and I won in picks, but we're gonna calculate all the picks at the end of the month before we do punishments.
You're 1-0 right now going into it.
Well, oh, we're doing 1-0.
Oh, we're gonna have the most
total
points.
Picks.
Total points.
Total picks.
All right, so then you have 3 points. I have 2 points.
Yeah, which is kind of 1-0 still in a sense. But yes. Yeah, Sal, I don't know. You don't know how to pick football.
No,
Obviously, I was off and you were off.
This week one is the new preseason where everybody just looks weird and crazy.
It was awful.
And things just don't go right. It'll even itself back up. Even as a Cowboy fan, I'm not even that worried. I know we suck, but I'm not that worried.
I know.
Podcasting, I'm not that worried.
I traded for CeeDee Lamb, so hopefully now my new weapon CeeDee Lamb actually does good.
Things will even out. Giants, everything will go back to normal. Aaron Rodgers will start winning. Saquon Barkley's gonna get hurt. Chargers are gonna blow some games. Bengals are gonna be good.
Broncos are gonna go on like an Angels type spur where they go in the middle of the season, start surging, and then lose.
Russell Wilson's gonna throw like 4 touchdowns on a bad team.
Yeah, and then everyone's gonna say, oh, he does this all the time. No, we just saw him not do it. Live. We're watching it. Not live, but on television. Live on television. That was our podcast. Let us know what you think at Too Loud Sal and Ryan. We got a lot of weeks of football to go. As you can tell, I'm not too happy, but we are 1-0 in the podcast league. I'm up 1 in the picks, but I said not 1-0. It's 3-2, so that's what we're working with on the picks. I'm going to put out Too Loud Minutes on the Instagram, so check out that at Too Loud Pod, at Too Loud DJs. If you check out there, we're actually going to be hosting a beer pong tournament now at Laces, L-A-C-E-S, capital L-A-C-E-S, the Laces Bar on Western in Koreatown. If you're in the Los Angeles area, come on down. Free beer pong tournament, same deal, win $50 and bragging rights too.
Pro Beer Sports beer pong tournament won this week.
The Laces Bar. Yeah. Guys, shakabuka baka. I don't know what to say. I'm out of it. Hate everything.
Yeah, it's rough, isn't it? It sucks, doesn't it? Team just losing in prime time like
that. What are you
talking
about? I know what it feels like my team loses. My team's been losing for like 6 years.
But now you guys have more expectations because you have Russ. And
no, it's my
funnier.
Fucking fantasy team. It's
that
my fantasy
too. When we come back, we'll have our week 2 preview. We're not coming back now. It's next episode.
Okay.
Maybe they're binging. Maybe they'll listen back to back where it's like, all right, what happened last week? What's going into this week? I don't know our listening habits. Anyway, they'll come back. We'll give you some waiver wire pickups in case you had Dak Prescott or if you need a tight end or something. We have some plenty for you.
Scam Acres. Have them all in one.
Got some waiver wire pickups for you. We'll have a preview of week 2 in the Fantasy Podcast League. And of course, we'll have our picks. Same Too Loud Goodness, same Too Loud channel. Follow us at Too Loud Pod, Too Loud DJs, Too Loud Sal and Ryan on TikTok. See some funny videos. And we will see you next time. Well, you won't see us, but you'll hear us next time. Too Loud.